May 11, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Chosen. Opening prayer. Holy Spirit, I ask for your insight as I consider a section of Scripture that has perplexed Christians from the earliest times. Read Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 18. God's sovereign choice. It is not as though God's word had failed, for not all who are descended from Israel are Israel, nor because they are his descendants are they all Abraham's children. On the contrary, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. In other words, it is not the children by physical descent who are God's children, but it is the children of the promise who are regarded as Abraham's offspring. For this is how the promise was stated. At the appointed time, I will return, and Sarah will have a son. Not only that, but Rebekah's children were conceived at the same day by our father Isaac. Yet, before the twins were born or had done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose and election might stand, not by works but by him who calls, she was told, "The older will serve the younger." Just as it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." It does not, therefore, depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. For Scripture says to Pharaoh, "I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." Therefore, God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden. Reflect. In the Old Testament, the new lies hidden. In the New Testament, the old is laid bare. Augustine. Today's reading highlights one of the limitations of reading a few verses of the Bible each day. It's always a good idea to read large chunks of the Bible at a time, and the wise Christian will carve out time to do that as well as study it in smaller sections. These verses form the first part of a chain of reasoning that goes on until the end of chapter 11. Taken by themselves, they are perplexing. It would be a good idea to read right through these three chapters before puzzling over today's section. We bring contemporary assumptions to this passage, which makes it hard to understand. Today, people clamor for their rights, sometimes with little regard for reciprocal obligations. We are individualistic and independent, but Israel was a theocracy, not a democracy. Even allowing for that, today's verses seem unfair. Part of the difficulty lies in the translation from which Paul quotes, the Septuagint, and the words loved and hated. A closer translation of the Hebrew would be gave myself to and repudiated. God chose to work through Jacob rather than Esau. Moreover, God's choosing doesn't mean that he poured out blessings on Jacob and withheld them from Esau. His choice was for a purpose, and it came with responsibilities. The nation of Israel, Jacob's offspring, was chosen to be a light to the rest of the world, as it obeyed God's revealed word. In this, it failed, and the rest of Paul's argument will show how God's purpose will be accomplished all the same. The word election in verse 11 might trigger an emotional response in us, but the Greek word means choosing. This isn't about eternal destiny, but about how God works through us, even when we fail. Apply. A Christian also has responsibilities. We too are called to be a light to the world. Where do you think we are effective in this commission? Where do we fail? Closing prayer. Father, thank you for calling me to faith in Christ, and thank you that I can trust you to carry out your purposes in and through me.